you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Isn't a thing to do. It's an experience. It's a practice, and there's no goal in mind. Like, I will be wild in the pursuit of the pleasure that is mine. That's this phrase I'm always like saying to myself. If you don't reach orgasm, like, that's totally cool and beautiful. It's still this amazing devotion to your body that's just going to build and build and bring presence. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Acting My Age. So fucking glad you're here. Just a few things I wanted to pop in and say. If you like this podcast and you want to support it and support me, one thing that you can do is leave a positive review on the iTunes page. Reviews and positive reviews help the podcast get noticed and spread around and will allow more people to listen to it. And that would be so fucking sick. So thank you guys so much. If you feel called to leave a review, I would absolutely appreciate it. And yeah, let's get into the episode. Hello, hello, you radiant queens. Welcome back to the pod. Today is going to be juicy and sexy, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about masturbation. Yep. AKA self-pleasure. You know, let's talk about some self-pleasure. Let's talk about this holy palace that we have between our legs. Okay. So this is going to be my last episode for a while before I go into the jungle. And, you know, I would love to leave it off with a bang. Pun intended. So, yeah, I'm just going to share my self-pleasure practice, anything that comes up that I think is worthwhile to talk about, and I am so glad you're here, goddess. Let's get into it. So there's a few things I want to start with, but actually, let's do some breaths first. That's just a new thing I like doing on the podcast because it feels good. So let's do some nice deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth with a big vocal sigh, and just let whatever noise comes out if you can, you know, if you're in your office or something, listen to this. But if you can, just let out a big sigh. So, and remember, there's no judgment. You're the only one judging yourself. So just let that shit out. Let the noise out, girl. Okay. Inhale through the nose and sigh. Yeah. You hear that? Okay, another one. Inhale. One more. Inhale. Exhale. Yeah. So, hint, hint. Breathing is the most important piece to a very beautiful, delicious self-pleasure practice. But I will talk more about that in a bit. But first, I just wanted to share like how masturbating has changed for me, because even saying masturbating like doesn't do it justice. Like, we're not just flicking the bean. We are like merging with the cosmos, honey. It is going down. And it truly has been this experience of meeting my potential and my power firsthand through self-pleasure. Like, it's been this doorway to everything that is possible, and it does really feel like merging in some moments, merging with the all consciousness in a way that I haven't been able to experience unless I was on psychedelics or in a plant medicine ceremony or really, really deep in a breath work. Very intense breath work. So it is a powerful, powerful, expansive force that we have within us. Everyone has this power to tap into this frequency of just pure ecstasy. And that's really what it is. It's in its purest form, it's just like white light, and just every cell in your body is humming and vibrating. And it, for me, like, I leave my body and I'm just like, bah! Like just hovering above in this state of pure fucking bliss where everything feels possible. I feel connected to everything that ever was and everything that will ever be. And yes, that is the feeling from an orgasm, but it's more than an orgasm. It's the book that has really helped me get into this practice is Tantric Orgasm for Women. Diana Richardson, Tantric Orgasm for Women. She has been very, this book is a big expander for me. And then the other woman that's really expanded my mind is Layla Martin. She has a lot of good podcast episodes, and I think I've already recommended it, but she did a really amazing podcast episode with Aubrey Marcus. So if you want to listen to that, definitely opened things up for me. And I just love how she talks. I love when you can hear the sensuality in a woman's voice, and she just owns it. She owns the pleasure. I love that shit. Right? Feels good. It's like, oh, okay. We got a little velvety texture. We got a little, I just love women, guys. I love women. Women are so cool. So powerful. Okay. Anyway, back to the story. I'm like, my whole body's just like, yes, pleasure. So yeah, that book has been very expansive for me, and she really breaks down, she kind of busts the myths of what most of us have been taught. Like, I didn't know before reading that book that the breasts are a very important part to a full body orgasm. Like, I never really knew that. I always knew, I'm like, yeah, the clit, all the magic in the clit. It's like, nay, nay, nay. There's a lot of magic everywhere. And also, actually, the Netflix series Goop, Love, Sex, and Goop, they do, I don't know how many episodes there are, maybe like six, but they, a bunch of different couples go through all these different like sex therapies. And it's very interesting. Like, they learn about what type of kink they are, if they're an energetic, like if they like energetic orgasms or more, I don't know. There's so much in it, and I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. And I love that that's accessible in the mainstream world. Like, it's right there. So if you're interested, I would definitely recommend it. Gave me a lot of ideas to try in the old bedroom. But I guess why I bring that in is because energy, an energetic orgasm, putting very intentional energy into the space of self-pleasure is key, because it's so different than just like putting on some porn and just going at it because you're bored or because you need to go to sleep or, you know, whatever it is. And I say that because, of course, I've done that too. But it's like, no, this isn't a destination. This isn't a thing to do. It's an experience. It's a practice, and there's no goal in mind. That's the big shift. It's like, we're not trying to orgasm. That's not like a destination we're trying to reach. We are in a state of pleasure, and we're experiencing it in any form that it comes. And removing that pressure is so nice. There's so much pressure on sex and just on ourselves as women. Like, let's just take that off for a second. This is about no one else but you and you alone and your beautiful fucking sacred pussy. That is facts. Okay. It is about you and your body. And it's not just your pussy, but it's like your skin and your breasts and your stomach and your curves and your thighs. Like, there's so much going on there. And it's very possible to give yourself pleasure that is not purely sexual. Like, it's sensual. So you close your eyes and you're like gently running your finger up your thigh, and you're gently running your finger, maybe even hovering over your breasts. You're not touching them. You're just feeling the energy. And like, maybe you're, you know, running your hands down your neck or whatever it is. But there's so much more, basically, is the gist of this podcast episode. There's so much more that our bodies are very, very, very capable and willing and excited to experience. Like, I truly am just in awe of the feminine, in awe of our bodies. My God, they're so powerful. There's so much untapped potential literally everywhere. Every inch of our skin is like this beautiful cosmic roadmap of just limitless potential. So when you're doing a true self-pleasure practice, it's like you're just getting to know yourself over and over again. Each time it's going to be different. Each time you're going to learn something new and exciting. And I have learned so much about myself through this. Like this, my self-pleasure practice is one of the ways that one of the things that have boosted my confidence significantly, like significantly, because I know my power and my pleasure for me and me alone, which then I can embody, own it, and like expand into any other area of my life. Like it starts with self-pleasure and then it goes out to every other area of my life. It goes out to work. It goes out to friends. It goes out to, you know, travel, exploring, like journaling. Like it goes out to everything, because when you, or for me, when I embody this pleasure, like holy shit, that just happened. Like my body is capable of that. Whoa, fucking sweet. Let's get it and let's bring this out to other areas. Cause it's, if that ceiling is raised of potential, it's been raised. It's not coming back down. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully that makes sense. But man, it's so fucking powerful. I am so grateful that I got into this practice. And this also goes hand in hand with sex magic too. The episode I did with Alex, he talks more about sex magic in depth. So definitely check that out. But I would say that another, like one of the things I learned from sex magic too, is removing the destination. Like you're not in this to have an orgasm. You're in it to be grateful and experience this beautiful pleasure. And if/when you do reach a peak orgasm or a orgasmic moment, it's very powerful, potent energy that then you can bring in this beautiful intention into that moment where you climax, and it is so magical, you guys. I really do attribute, well, there's a lot of things that are making my growth possible so quickly, but I really do think the sex magic practice and manifesting different pieces of my life, like things are coming so fast and so strong that I really do think sex magic has been part of the reason why. So just, I guess, quickly what I do for incorporating sex magic is before my practice, I think about something like that I want to manifest, and something that is a little bit out of reach. It's like, not, I'm not going to ask for $25 million in a check in the mail tomorrow. Like that's, you know, not realistic. It's something that is a little bit out of reach, but is possible. And that's what I've heard anyway. That's what I've learned. And so I'll come up with that, and I'll come up with like one image in my mind or one word that represents whatever this is. Cause you know, you don't really have like, you don't have full brain capacity when you're climaxing. It's like you really need a little nugget of phrase or a image to put in your mind so you can like hold on to that in this intense moment of ecstasy. So yeah, come up with a phrase or an image in your mind and then begin your practice. And if/when you are orgasming, you're climaxing at the peak moment, bring that image or that word into your mind and just concentrate your awareness on it and then have your experience. And then once you're coming back down, just let it go with gratitude and just trust that it's in the works. Like they say not to keep like thinking about it or bring it up again, like just bring that intention during climax and then let it go and just trust that it's on its way to you. So pretty powerful stuff. And I'm very excited and interested to try sex magic with, you know, in the bedroom with a partner. I can't even imagine the power when two people have the same intention and climax at the same time with the same, like, wowza, that's really intense. And I'm so into it. So yeah, that's a little bit about sex magic, but I guess I will share my practice. And also, of course, everyone is different. Everyone is a beautiful, unique, divine individual. This is what I enjoy. This is what I like. By no means is it anything that you need to adopt, you know, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like take whatever feels good, leave whatever doesn't, always, and make it your own, you know, just experiment, have fun. This is like your playground. I really feel like that whenever I'm starting a self-pleasure practice, I'm like, okay, what do we got today? Like, what's going on? Let's a little different here, like a little sauce here, a little this there. Like, it's very fun. You can have fun with it. It's supposed to be fun. It is pleasure. Pleasure is divine and it's so fun. We were given these, like, these bodies. We were given these bodies that can access this for a reason. We wouldn't have all of these capabilities if we weren't you know, meant to use them. That's what I believe anyway. So it's being empowered. It's being empowered to accept the pleasure that is yours. That's the phrase I keep, like I will be wild in the pursuit of the pleasure that is mine. That's this phrase I'm always like saying to myself, like, and that goes for everything. Pleasure in sex, pleasure in yummy foods, pleasure in nice textured sheets, pleasure in laughs with friends and delicious wine, and pleasure in everything. I will be wild in the pursuit of the pleasure that is mine. And I hope you are too, because you deserve it. You deserve it. There's so much to experience, so many textures of life that are just so beautiful. And they're all here for us to experience all of it. So my practice, let's get into this, okay? I need to take a few more breaths. I'm like way, way excited. So my self-pleasure practice, and this is fresh in my mind because I had a great time last night. So yeah, I will be intentional about it. I'm like, okay, this is something I'm planning to do. I oftentimes will like start with taking a shower or a bath just because I love the feeling of the water on my skin. It gets me very relaxed, gets me very much in my body, gets me more like open, I feel like. So last night I took a bath, and then I will play music. I have this one kind of like sexy feminine playlist. It's called Feminine on my Spotify if you want to find it, but it's very like sensual, empowered, like female songs. I mean, they're not all by women, but most of them are. And it's just, they're very nice, sensual songs. I don't really know how else to say it. So I'll put on music. I'll have it kind of like playing in the background. If I have candles, I'll light candles. If I have incense, I'll burn some incense. Like, it's really, you are seducing yourself. Okay. You deserve it. You deserve it. I feel so much more empowered to bring these practices in with a partner if I have done them myself, for myself, because I know, I'm like, I like that. That feels good. And so I can ask for it. Like, do this. I like that. It's an empowerment that feels really fucking good. So yeah, seduce yourself. Get the candles going. Get the incense going. Get the music going. If you want to like wear lingerie, feel into that. See how you feel. Like, admire yourself in the mirror and just really honor your body, honor your curves, feel your skin, just whatever feels right, wherever you're at. Sometimes you could start with a meditation, giving gratitude to your body with your hand on your heart and your belly and just being in silence, whatever feels good. The main part is once you like lay down, you start breathing. You're doing deep, deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth, and sending the energy on the out breath to your pussy. And I know that sounds weird, but it's like, and then you bring your awareness to your vagina, your pussy, like, where is it? You know, we can all feel the awareness there. And then exhale and send the breath there. Inhale there, exhale there, inhale there. And just keep breathing slowly for the whole time. The whole time you're deep breathing, intentionally breathing. And that's the key to having not an orgasm, but being in a state of orgasm, being in an orgasmic state, because there is a difference. Like an orgasm, you know, you have a peak experience. It's like, ah, I'm coming, and then you're done. Orgasmic experience, it's like, at least for me, my whole body is on fire, like tingling, lightning. Like it feels like, actually, it's similar to, I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but when you run, or at least for me, when I've ran a lot, I'm not really a runner. So if I'm like running or something, and then afterwards, your whole body is kind of like numb and tingly. It's like a tingly, kind of shaky electric feel. Like that's kind of how it feels like for me. So my whole body is just lit the fuck up, like vibrating, feels like I'm levitating. My mind's eye, I'm just seeing colors and white light, and I'm completely out of my body in the way that I'm not inhibited by any like restraints or judgments. Like I'm making all kinds of noises. I am like screaming and laughing, and I don't fucking know, everything, whatever wants to come out. And it feels so good, you guys. Once I had a experience like this, I was like, oh shit, there's no turning back. Holy fuck. And it hasn't, like once I reach this state, I know how to like just keep building on that, because it's all with the breath, and the breath is what unlocks this potential of like a 10-minute orgasmic, pure orgasmic state where you're just going and going and going and going and going and going. And I've had moments where I'm like, this is still happening. Like, holy fuck, this is amazing. Holy fuck, this is amazing. Like, wow, minute five. Okay, cool, 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 cool. Like, just ride it, girl. It's so fucking epic, you guys. It's so epic. And it's within us. Oh, something I should mention too is the part that I like to bring into this, because it's a sacred, holy act. It's an act of worship to yourself and your body. Seriously, it's an act of prayer. It's an act of ceremony and worship to your body, to your womb, to your pussy. Like, it's big deal. So for me, and also what I've read, is a great way to honor that is to don't watch porn before, you know, try not to have any things that are kind of forcing you there, if that makes sense. And also just use your fingers. Don't use any toys. Just use your fingers and really merge that beautiful connection between your body and your body. Because a vibrator is fun, so fun, but it's so different. And this state, I don't think is possible in the same way using a toy, because it's, I don't know, it's just something about being in complete control of the speed and the pressure and the pace and like knowing when to breathe in and out. And it's just this connection. It's a connection piece that I think is really important and really empowering, because it's like, I did this. This is me. I know how to pleasure myself without any help, which, not saying anything's bad with that, of course, but it's so empowering to be like, yeah, I know how to make myself come for sure.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I cannot tell you how incredible it has been throughout my crazy move the last couple weeks to open the fridge and see this yummy, beautiful, pre-prepped meal kit. Seriously, HelloFresh has gotten me through the last couple of weeks. With so, so many options, HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, which will provide plenty of variety for all y'all to try. HelloFresh is over 30% cheaper than grocery stores, with pre-portioned ingredients that ensure you won't spend money on excess food while also saving you a shopping trip. Go to HelloFresh.com/ActingMyAge14 and use code ActingMyAge14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That is HelloFresh.com/ActingMyAge14 using the code ActingMyAge14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So anyway, back to the practice. You're breathing at least for 5 minutes, just doing deep breathing, sending the out breath and in breath to your pussy and just soaking that in, being in presence, closing your eyes. And then I like to start like gently like tracing my body with one of my fingers, like just my arm or my collarbone or my stomach, and just like really feeling the sensation, because it's very pleasurable. Like, our skin is just, there's so much there, and it doesn't need to be from a partner. Like, I feel like without the awareness, you would think like, okay, I'm rubbing my own arm. Like, what do you mean? That's not that exciting. But like, when you really bring the presence, it's like, whoa, that feels like I have goosebumps, like, oh my God, that feels so good. It's so sensitive. Like, that's so light, or whatever it is, just experimenting with, oh wow, like that part in my inner thigh feels really good and soft. Like, oh cool. Like over here feels like this, and just experimenting with the different textures, like maybe running your nails over the back of your thigh, or like rubbing your breasts, or whatever it is, just experimenting. And then, yeah, I like to like gently rub my fingers on my boobs and feel their presence. So this, it talks about this concept in the Tantra book as well, but it's your breasts are the positive poles for women. Your pussy's negative pole, your breasts are positive pole. And on men, their dick is a positive pole and their chest is negative. So when you're with a partner, with a man and a woman, there is this polarity, which we talk about yin and yang, like there's a polarity between the two forces. And the breasts for women are the positive pole. So there's so much energy coming out of there. So much. And when we bring the intention and the focus to it, like I was amazed. I had no idea how much potential there was for sensation and pleasure from my breasts. So when you're still breathing, like you're, this whole time you're breathing in and out, in and out. Just in and out. Bring your awareness to your breasts and like hover your hands over them maybe. Just feel the energy that is being put out from them. Feel their presence on your body. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's, you know, feel them. They're there. Recognize them. Acknowledge the space that they take up. And then like maybe start grabbing your breasts like gently, just like holding them. Actually, for me, I was surprised at how comforting and nurturing it felt to just hold my breasts like very gently. Like, okay, like I got you, girl. I got you, girl. Felt really nice. Like I'm doing it right now. I'm like, this is lovely. Feels very safe and like held and just beautiful. So maybe try that, or try running a finger like over your nipple just so gently. And I was surprised to know that I could get like nearly orgasm just from like very sensitive nipple play, which I had never experienced that before. So really feeling into what feels right for you and what feels like there's a lot of potential there. Like, oh, that was interesting. Oh, that sensation was like interesting. Let's explore that more. Let's circle back. And then, yeah, just run your hands and fingers around your body. For me, I find that I very much come online then. So it's like, okay, I'm starting to get wet. I'm starting to like have some tinglings down there and just like really savoring all of that in. And then whenever it feels right, again, breathing this whole time, then you can start fingering yourself if you want, like very gently and feeling how that is and just like savoring the delicious nectars that are you as a woman. Like I am just fascinated by the pussy. It is so soft and it's so just wet and beautiful, and I have such an appreciation for it now, and I definitely want to experience being with a woman because like hello. I would love to. So that's on my bucket list, hopefully sooner rather than later. I'd love to experience that feminine connection in this like beautiful, sensual way. So I'll let y'all know when that happens. So yeah, you can start fingering yourself like very gently. It's all of this is very slow and gentle and loving. That's the key. Like really treating yourself to just a moment of presence and love for yourself. Like everything is done with love. Like you're not like finger banging yourself. You're like, okay, like here we go. One finger, like, ooh, that feels good. Like how is this different than what I've experienced in the past? You know, like how can I worship myself in this beautiful, intentional way, you know, finger by finger, whatever it is. You can start playing with your clit if you want, so gently, so gently and softly, and keep like playing with your breasts or running your hands around your body and just let it go from there. Let it build and continue breathing. And I find as I'm getting more into it, like when I breathe in, I'm breathing all the way up from my toes to my head, and I can feel that I'm pulling the energy from my pussy, like this beautiful electric sensual energy that's being created there. I can feel that I'm pulling it up, kind of swirling it up to my head, my crown chakra. And then when I exhale, I swirl it back down. And so that's how this full body orgasm happens, because you're spreading the energy all throughout your body. It's not just concentrated in your vagina. It's concentrated everywhere. It's spread out throughout your whole being. So when you inhale, imagine that you're sucking this like beautiful white light energy all the way up, swirling it. You can like physically move your body in a swirling motion too. That kind of helps. Like swirl it up as you inhale and then bring it up to your head, swirl it, and then exhale and like swirl it all the way through your body. And I find that that really helps and just kind of takes this whole practice to another level. And just keep going. And if you don't reach orgasm, like that's totally cool and beautiful. It's still this amazing devotion to your body that's just going to build and build and bring presence. And also very important to note that this might bring up a lot of emotion. There might be grief. There might be sadness. There might be anger. There could be so many things that come up because this type of presence with the body is so powerful, and we keep so many stories and so much history and memories in our body. And sometimes in these moments, things can arise. So just honor that. Like one second, maybe you're feeling really good. And the next second, you might be bawling your eyes out, and just be there and know that that's the perfect medicine for you. Perfect medicine. And if you do start crying and you are feeling sad, like take that moment to really step in and nurture yourself. Nurture yourself as the most beautiful mother would. Like hold yourself, hold your breasts, hold your vagina, like just hug yourself and maybe give yourself like a physical hug, or tap yourself, pat yourself on the back, or give yourself a little shoulder massage. Like really honor yourself and nourish yourself as the most beautiful divine mother would, because that's what it means. I'm in this phase too right now. Really being a woman is being your own mother, moving from the maiden archetype to the mother archetype. I've been talking about this quite a lot with my friend Mel, who I had on the podcast. You guys should go listen to that episode if you haven't. But that's just a powerful transition from being energetically or like archetypically being a girl to being a woman. It's like, okay, I am mothering myself. I am all that I need, and I am safe in my own arms. So powerful. So honor anything that arises. It's all beautiful. It's all medicine. It's all for you. It's all for you. And if you do reach this massive orgasmic state, give gratitude. That's the overwhelming thing. I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, holy fuck, I cannot believe my body can do this. And after, I'm always like just in this high state. My whole body's like just pulsing. And I always like kind of like put my hand over my pussy in like a kind of like a cupping way, and then on my heart or on my boobs, and just like really give it so much gratitude. Like, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that experience. Thank you so much for everything that you do for me. And really like just kind of maybe rubbing your body in like a loving, like grateful way. Thank you for that experience. Thank you for that experience. I'm so grateful for this pleasure. I'm so grateful for this existence. And oftentimes after, I will go into a really deep meditative state of just pure bliss and gratitude. And like, there's so many colors swirling in my mind, and I just feel so, so good. So if you want to drop into a meditation, you might find that you do it naturally, but just kind of laying there in presence and love and gratitude. So powerful. And then I'll oftentimes journal afterwards, or yesterday I wrote a poem, or I'll go to bed. But whatever it is, whatever you're feeling, because for me sometimes like this energy transmutation, that doesn't sound like the right word, this energy that you're transmuting through your body, it's like a cycling. Like you're cycling all this beautiful sacred sexuality through your body, and it can be used. It's your life force energy, you know, in a way. So it's sometimes I find that I'm very energetic after this. Like I feel like I could run a mile. I could do 20 million push-ups. Like I am energetic, and that's really cool too. So this can be like a reset. It's different than, okay, I'm going to masturbate and fall asleep because I'm exhausted. It's like, whoa, I feel really good right now. I feel like I just slept for 3 hours, because your brain goes into rest and relaxation like response, I'm pretty sure, or something similar to that, because it feels like how it feels when I go in meditation, and I know that that's what happens there. So don't quote me on that, but just in my own experience, it's very energetically cleansing and like enlivening. So yeah, Guys, I am so excited for you to try this out. It is so powerful. And the key throughout the whole thing is gratitude and breath. Number one is breath. Number two is gratitude. Because like once, if something starts feeling really good, just being like, oh, that feels good. Thank you. Thank you. Like, oh yeah, like that feels good. And just being like, whoa, okay. Thank you, body, for this sensation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what takes it to a whole new level. Gratitude is the motherfucking key to everything. So yeah, really carve out some intentional time. Like if you are interested, like start doing this once a week, plan a date for yourself where you have alone time, you have space, and you can drop into presence with your body and experience the extreme valleys of pleasure that are within you. It is so infinite. It's so infinite. And you may find that you feel very empowered afterwards. I think I've already shared this, but one of the most powerful experiences I've had, not on plant medicine, but it was a psychedelic type of experience, was when I masturbated in front of the mirror naked, like eye contact with myself the whole time, like pleasuring myself and seeing how that felt to witness myself as this like queen who is claiming her fucking power and her pleasure. Very powerful. I started crying at the end. I started crying and I started seeing my aura, and that's only happened a couple times, not on psychedelics, but it was so powerful. I was seeing my aura and I was just feeling so much energy and I was just crying, and I started to see myself as my soul would. Like I saw my body from the perspective of my soul, completely removed. Like it didn't look like I was looking in a mirror. It looked like I was watching myself. Like I forgot that there was even a mirror. I just saw myself in like third person, or from my soul's perspective, it felt like. Oh man, it was so powerful. And then I just had this moment of like, today, like today's the fucking day that you claim this pleasure queen. Like today, let the old you who is scared of stepping into her power die. Not today. Today she is a fucking queen. And that was a little while ago. So there's so much potential here, you guys. So much healing that can come from this, because holy shit, can we all take a moment to honor the women who have been stifled, who have not been able to express their pleasure, who have been called sluts and whores and, you know, all of the terrible degrading names in the book just because they wanted to, you know, get off like the rest of us. Like, let's take a moment to honor all the women that have been put down and shamed for their bodies and their sexuality. We get to claim it now. It is our time. How fucking lucky are we that to live in this time where I can be sitting here talking about my pussy and it is cool and it's fine. And yeah, there's probably gonna be some people that are like, too much for me, girl, too much. I'm like, that's great. I honor that. But if you can step into this arena of your fucking pleasure and claim it for you, claim it for every woman that ever was, claim it for, you know, your daughter, your granddaughter, like that's a real thing. Like how incredible for your future kids, our future kids, if you want kids, to be able to see their mom in her power, and that is connected to her sexuality and sensuality. And when you know this experience firsthand, imagine what you'll be able to share with her. Like, honey, you have a palace between your legs. You are a divine creature. Only the most worthy suitor can enter. Only the most worthy suitor. This shit is real. This shit is powerful. And I am so proud of you and I'm honored to be doing this dance with you. So thank you. Thank you for showing up in this way. Thank you for being curious about your pleasure, because it is fucking healing. It's so healing. Blue, her Instagram's Blue of Earth, I'm pretty sure. She is this incredible medicine woman, and she was at the summit I was just at, and she talks about like this healing that we're doing. It goes 7 generations back and 7 generations forward, or 7 times 7 times 7, I think she says. So it goes so deep and so far and so wide. It goes infinite. It's infinite healing potential. So fuck yeah. Okay. Fuck yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. And this is very transformational for those of you who are in relationships too, or just those of you who are sleeping with people or having sexual encounters. Like, this shit is the foundation to a beautiful, beautiful dance with a partner, because when you are empowered in your pleasure and you know what you want, you know what to ask for, you know what you deserve, you know what you're curious about and what you're not curious about, and you can speak it all because you have embodied it and you know it. And that shit is powerful. So on that note, I love you. I am so proud of you. You are a fucking sensual, divine being, and you're radiating, and I can feel it. And I'm going to get off now. I will see you guys, talk to you guys in a couple months when I'm living in Austin. I cannot wait to fill you in on everything. Thank you for everything that you do for me. Thank you for the presence that you hold in my life. Thank you for showing up, being you. Thank you for existing. I am doing a women's retreat, co-hosting a women's retreat with my friend Sarah at the end of January in Portland, Maine. If you're interested in attending that, there'll be more information on my Instagram. You can also email me if you're interested at rohinimik@gmail.com, and I'll send you more info. I hope to see you there. It's going to be powerful, powerful, powerful. And with that, I bid you adieu. I love you. Bye.